Dreamscape presents Court of Dragons by Frost K. Narrated by Catherine Littrell and Paul Bellantoni. Prologue. Trust your heart. Three little words that would lead anyone to ruin. My mother taught me early to never trust my heart. It was a treacherous, fickle thing that would eventually lead to downfall. Her scars proved it. Every time I looked at her face, I was reminded of the pain the heart could cause. Trust your mind. Now, these were three words that would save my life over and over. My heart wanted to believe the young elven sailor when he promised he loved me. But I knew better. He wanted my body, my access to the throne, and my dragons. He didn't want me, Ren, the wild girl who fought like a man and screeched like a fishmonger's wife. When I turned 16, the southern delegation tried to woo my family and people with gifts of friendship. While I longed to experience new cultures and make new friends, I put my dreams aside and used my head. The Dark Elves were only here for one thing, our throne. It was the way it had been for 500 years. The fables say we are all born from the flora and fauna of the world. It's a pretty thought for bedtime stories, but I know the truth. We were born from greed, jealousy, selfishness, and desperation. We were born warriors. My heart longs for fairy tales, but my mind knows our reality. The elves are coming. The sand people are coming. I am the only thing standing between the enemy and our dragons. I will not fail. Chapter 1. Ren. The sun shone brightly, the sky clear and blue, on the morning of Ren's wedding, which was a bloody miracle in Lorn. She tipped her head back, basking in the afternoon warmth. If her granddad were there, he'd say the weather was a very good omen indeed. Cracking an eye open, Ren glanced toward the southern beach. The waves lapped calmly along the black sand beach. A lucky day indeed. The weather for the last month had been atrocious. The sea had been stormy.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?